Hey, Rob Pratt saying welcome back to Pittsburgh Works for a Saturday. Listen, this is all about community, right? Pittsburgh community, but we're going to tell you about another community. That's Community Auto. And joining us right now, and she is on the 84 Lumber Project Professional Newsline, Elizabeth Edwards. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you here. Tell me about Community Auto, and obviously it has something to do with automobiles, but fill in the blanks.
Yes, it does. Community Auto is a program of a larger nonprofit called North Hills Community Outreach. What we do is we take donated vehicles and put them directly into the hands of low-income working families who need transportation to get on the road to self-sufficiency.
So this really is to help keep people moving as opposed to just, you know, selling it for scrap.
Correct. It's to get people transportation so they can get to work.
You know, when people come to you and you see their smiling faces, because it is such a privilege to have an automobile and to own a driver's license and to have a car, that sometimes you don't realize it until it's taken away or you no longer have that ability to have the freedom that an automobile gives you. I can only imagine it must be one beautiful experience to give somebody their mobility back.
It's wonderful. We had a working mother with three kids who just got a vehicle in September, and within a week or two of getting the car, she was able to go from working 25 hours a week to 40-plus hours a week, and she was so pleased that she could do that.
Now, here's the question. Somebody's listening right now saying, boy, they could really help me. These reliable cars, are they going to get you from point A to point B to help improve someone's livelihood and life, if you will?
Yes, that's the whole idea. We will accept donated vehicles of any kind in any condition, but what we do with those cars then is we have them looked at by local mechanics we work with, and if they're able to be made into safe, reliable, affordable transportation, we will repair those cars and inspect them, and they come with a six-month warranty.
All right, do you get a tax break on this if you donate?
Yes. If your car goes directly to a family, is sold to a family, you're able to take the fair market value as a deduction. The other cars we use to pay for repairs, we sell them for scrap or at auction, and the donor can then take the selling price.
All right. Now, why would I want to donate my car? Give me a reason.
There's lots of reasons besides, of course, the tax advantage. You may have a car that breaks down, it's sitting at the mechanic, and he wants $2,000 to fix it, and you don't want the headache. You may have a loved one who has decided it's time to give up driving. That's a wonderful time to donate a vehicle. You may also just want to help someone. Instead of trading in your car, you could give it to a family who really needs it. And these people are working, but they still qualify as low income, even though they're working, so we're trying to help them improve their employment prospects. And they also must pay for the car. We sell it below market value, but they're paying usually between $2,200 and $3,500.
You know,
they're invested in their future.
And, you know, you talked about the single mom, but then, of course, you have a young man gets a retail job, and then he lands a job in an office building downtown making more money. So it really is, you're basically giving them the opportunity to improve their life after getting their mobility back. So it's just not about, you know, getting a car and, you know, living your everyday life. These are for people that actually want to make it a better life for themselves.
Exactly. That's the whole idea.
Now, this is what also amazed me. Looking over some of your notes here, you got 15 families on a waiting list and are receiving 2 to 3 calls for assistance every day. So there is a great need out there for this, isn't there?
Yes, there's a tremendous need. There's many areas of the city where they can't be reached by public transportation or hours are limited. So people really need cars to get to work.
And let me just give you their phone number. It's 724-443-8300, 724-443-8300, or you can visit them at communityauto.org. That's communityauto.org. Now, you mentioned, Elizabeth, as we continue with Pittsburgh Works Transportation, public transportation is a mess right now, and there are literally routes being shut down every day. So I have to believe this is only going to get worse. So now more than ever, especially with what's happening with mass transit, you have to be pleading to people to donate automobiles.
Yes, we definitely need automobiles right now. And like I said, we'll take anything. We will come and pick it up free of charge. There's actually someone at our office this morning who can give information or send out a no-obligation packet to people if they want to call that number. Again, it's 724-443-8300. We're hoping to help 80 families this year, and the only way we can do that is if people help us out by donating vehicles.
And by the way, Elizabeth is the manager of the Community Auto Program, North Hills Community Outreach, and obviously they're doing wonderful things every day, and this is just another example of how they're getting it done. I want to ask you, how do you qualify? Are there any restrictions or are there guidelines for someone to not get a car, or what do they have to definitely have to get a car? I got to believe you got to have a driver's license. What about the insurance aspect of that automobile?
Yes, they must have a driver's license and insurance and must be working at least 25 hours a week and qualify under our income guidelines, which is 250% of the federal poverty level. So, for example, for one person, that's around $28,000. For a family of four, I believe it's around $57,000.
Now, do they have to have all of this stuff taken care of before you give them the keys?
Correct. And there's also a car care workshop that each individual goes through, and we explain how to maintain a car, what kind of insurance you may want to consider getting. The car also comes with a warranty, and we explain that warranty.
You know, we all have this sometimes, as I have in my life. Oh, there's a rust spot, or I didn't wash my car enough, or somebody dropped something on my seat. You know, you don't realize until you don't realize what it's like to have an automobile, where many of these people, they're not worried as long as they can kick the tires. And when they, you know, fire up the engine, it actually starts and they're able to get from really where they're trying to get to be able to continue to get a paycheck to help their family. So it's not all about a status symbol. It's not all about how the car looks. It's just about if it's reliable and it's safe and it drives.
Exactly.
All right, just a couple of more questions here as we continue. Pittsburgh Works, this is Elizabeth Edwards, and we are talking about the Community Auto Program. Now, tell me about the history of the Community Auto Program. We've talked all about what you do and how you do it, but what's the history?
Well, Community Auto actually was founded in 2003 and became part of North Hills Community Outreach in 2010, and we've been working with them since.
Now, can people come from out of state, or do they have to all be from Pennsylvania?
We're generally selling to people in the local area. We do serve mostly Allegheny County, but we do sell some cars to individuals in surrounding counties as well. We, as far as getting donations, we'll go pretty much anywhere in the area, and we would go further depending on the type of vehicle.
Now, do you pick the vehicle up, or do they have to bring it to you?
We pick it up. If people can drop things, vehicles off if they'd like to, but we can arrange a tow, or we can arrange people to come and pick up the vehicle from your home.
Again, their phone number is 724-443-8300. That's 724-443-8300. Or you can visit them at communityauto.org. And if you're thinking about it today as we get ready to say goodbye to Elizabeth Edwards on Pittsburgh Works, you should be calling today, Elizabeth, because if you've already got a waiting list of 15 families, now's the time to call. If you have the need, make the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Elizabeth Edwards. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. And it's communityauto.org. Their phone number, again, is 724-443-8300. And as I said, when you've got 15 families waiting already, if you are thinking or you need an automobile for whatever reason to better your family, call them today at the Community Auto Program, North Hills Outreach, 724-443-8300. That's 724-443-8300. They have somebody at their office right now, or go to communityauto.org.